Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, and welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo, and I have to tell those of you that when you're tuning in today, you're expecting to hear Teresa. We got dates turned around. So Teresa was on yesterday. So if you want to hear Teresa Tapp and all of the wonderful things that are going on and some good information about getting into shape, then listen to yesterday's broadcast. It was absolutely awesome. Today is going to be the open mic day. We did a turnaround. So today is an open mic day, and we are dealing with some equipment changes here at the studio. So if you want to call in to chat with me today, the telephone number you'll call into for this show only is 415-762-1161. That's 415-762-1161. Again, because there's going to be a tremendous shift and upgrade and equipment in the studio. We're having to use this particular number. So if you'd like to call in and let me light up your life for a few minutes here with some intuitive insight, I'd be delighted to do it. Today is an open mic day, so I'm going to be sharing with you some odds and ends of goodies. And oh, I have a wonderful recipe for shrimp that I want to share with you during this hour. So have a pad of paper and a pen handy because you may want it later on. So I thought I would start the show off with a little bit of poetry. Now that may sound a little strange, but bear with me. When you get what you want in your struggle for self and the world makes you king for a day, just go to a mirror and look at yourself and see what that person has to say. For it isn't your father or mother or wife whose judgment upon you must pass. That person whose verdict counts most in your life is the one staring back from that glass. Some people may think you're a straight-shooting chum and call you a wonderful person, but I'll tell you what, that person in the glass says you're only a bum, but you can't look that person straight in the eye. That's the person to please. Never mind all the rest. Well, that person is with you clear up to the end, and you have passed your most dangerous, difficult test. If that person in the glass is your friend, you may fool the whole world on your pathway of years and get pats on the back as you pass. But your final reward will be heartache and tears if you cheat that person in the glass. Now, I know we've got a caller on the line, but I wanted to share that poem with you today because I was listening to conversations earlier today, and there was all of this television hoo-ha that was going on, and the one big thing that was so important was integrity. But if we don't look at integrity coming from ourselves, how in the world are we going to expect it from others? So we've got to set the bar for us, not just expect other people to do it, but be an example ourselves. And that takes work. We're not perfect, and we're probably going to fall down on our face in the mud more than once. But I'll tell you what, when you can like yourself and look at yourself in the mirror and know that that person that you're looking at is really the standard quality and essence of what you want to represent, you got it made. This is Donna Sebo. Again, today, because we're doing an equipment upgrade, the number to call in, because this is an open mic day, is 415-762-1161. Let's go to our first caller for today. Hi, and welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air, dear.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm wonderful, thank you. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
My name is Tricia. I'm calling in from Carleton, Quebec.
Carleton, Quebec. Are you still pretty brisk and cold out there?
In Carleton, yeah, it's kind of windy.
Well, I've never had the privilege of being in Quebec, and I hope that that opportunity will open up for me. Tricia, let me give you my impressions, and then afterwards you can ask me about anything you like.
Sure.
The first thing that is coming into mind, Trish, is that you must understand that the stress that you've gone through that has created a sense of vulnerability with you has been very valuable. But I want you to understand you're learning how to deal with business, with money, with issues of communication. And for all of the stress, if you can just shift your positioning of looking at it to one of, this is training me. How can I become even better at what I'm doing? How can I become even better at negotiating with others? You are going to find yourself moving forward by leaps and bounds. I really think that you have a wonderful way of communicating and speaking with people. You have not practiced enough, and I don't know if you have anything like Toastmasters in Quebec. Here in the United States, we have that organization where people can go in and can, you know, in their communities, and they can interact with this organization, and it's a wonderful training ground. It's a very, very, what I call a safe environment, so you can practice how to speak, how to communicate with others. And if you have anything like that in your community of Carleton, I'd like to encourage you to reach out to it. And it's not expensive at all, and it's just a wonderful way to link in with some terrific people and to enable you to develop that sense of what I call inner awareness and stamina, so you can do what you need to do for yourself. Money is going to be a big issue over the next 4 years. You have some decisions in front of you regarding education and an aspect of your own living lifestyle that you want to shift and change. And I want to say, take things in baby steps. Don't try to make gigantic shifts, because it's just going to be too unsettling, and you're going to feel like you're on an iceberg somewhere, and you just are always robbing Peter to pay Paul, and I don't want you to have to go through that. If you do things in little shifts, in little steps, and you're continuous with that patterning, you're going to find yourself being very, very successful, covering a lot more territory in the way of accomplishment than you would ever have dreamed, and you're going to find yourself within 4 years being at that financial level of, what do I want to use, comfortable, that you'd like to have. But also I want to encourage you to look at how you would, if you had an extra $10,000, $20,000, how you would put that to work for you so that it would come out ahead. But I also want you to, whether it's through magazines, classes, seminars, listening to television or radio, I want you to start paying attention to business commentaries, because this is going to assist you a great deal. And do invest in a new computer. It'll be worth it. And I'm seeing you being able to get one for an excellent, excellent price. And it'll have the bells and whistles that you want, and it'll really, really serve you well. Lightweight, too, which I think is always a plus. What's on your mind, dear? What did you want to ask me about today?
Wow, that was long. I wanted to ask you about, I've been kind of stressed out, like you said, and I was thinking about my job and everything, and I know it's stressful, my job is teaching difficult children, especially Native kids, and you were right about that. So my question is, am I going to stick around here?
Yes, you are. And I'll tell you why. You haven't quite figured out where you want to put yourself.
No, I haven't.
And what I'd like for you to do, if you have some people that you have known that have worked in environments with children of special needs, and it can be very challenging because they require a whole different thought processing for you to be able to interact with them. And I would like for you to see if you can mentor with some people that perhaps have retired. Now, I don't know what it's like in Carleton regarding the school systems up there. But if you can find someone that perhaps has had that background that might want to work with you as a volunteer, and you can brainstorm with them, I think you're going to find a lot of pressure being taken off of you. Do they allow you to have volunteers working with you in classes?
No. No, it's different than the non-native schools. There's a lot of people who don't have the right credentials, and I happen to have them. There's some there that are just there because they're have to do with votes and all that stuff. So it's a different environment altogether.
All right, so this is a cultural environment, in particular relating to particular groups of people, indigenous people in that area?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so you've got these variables, which are challenges. But again, I'm not sure that you answered my question. If you found someone who had retired from this work, that did have credentials, would you be able to...
I was thinking of somebody, but...
Would they be able to come in and just assist you?
No. He's an old friend of mine. His name is Eugene.
All right. Let me just make a suggestion to you, because I know that your environment, you have a sense of fear about your environment.
Yes, I do.
And you need to get past the fear. Because in your positioning as a teacher, the most important thing is the well-being of those children that you are involved with. And I realize within school systems there's all kinds of agendas and there's political stuff that goes on and there's all that nonsense.
Yes.
What you have, if you have a very good mentor, you need to be able to communicate with this mentor and say, I need to change something in my thinking and in the way I do things so that I have an awareness of how to work more effectively. And what would you suggest about my making a suggestion of having an assistant in my classroom, a volunteer? There would be no money here, and there would just be certain things. Would you be willing to help me out with this? Or would you know or have any suggestions about it? You need to mentor with someone, because what's happening with you is that you're staying inside of a tiny little box. And I realize many times with any kind of structured environment, there are people that you're going to be intimidated by because they're going to say, no, absolutely not. But there may be ways for you to be able to get the assistance that you need so that you can feel better about what you're able to do. And I think that this is something that you need some support with. And you need to ask. And you need to be able to ask someone that has been down the road before.
Okay.
So utilize that mentor. Also, what you need to ask yourself is what you would really like to move towards in the way of work and career. And I think you're going to find that your experiences as a teacher in this environment have so much in the way of blessings for you that you will be able to utilize a lot of the things that you have learned through this experience. How long have you been teaching?
Only 7 months.
All right. You're brand new.
I'm brand new.
You are brand new, and you are learning how to walk.
Yes.
You're bumbling, stumbling along. And one of the things that you will learn is that your students will be inspiring to you. What's the age of your students?
8 to 10.
Okay. That's really a good age. It really is a very good age to reach them. I think that what you are going to need to incorporate is an understanding of the cultural background of these children, and to look at different variables and start educating yourself so that you can see these children through a different set of perceptions. And that's not always taught in school.
No, it's not.
And that's why if you have a good mentor, in fact, if you know of a couple of people, get their feedback. And in your involvement with the children, then look, also let them teach you.
Yeah.
You're the teacher. You're the one that's supposed to enable them to move on to the next level, whatever their positioning might be, if it's autism, if it's a particular physical disability of some kind. You may have an asset with the power of story, but there's also music, there's dance you can use, there are many, many components. So you will, I think, benefit from this environment a great deal in ways that you just haven't a clue about right at this moment. But don't think you're going to go in and make great big changes. It just doesn't work. You've got to grow into the understanding, and that's going to take little steps.
That is true.
One day at a time.
Yeah.
Now, why is it you decided you wanted to become a special ed teacher?
I haven't figured that out. I want to be a special ed teacher because I have special needs too. I've got a bit of ADD, and I was told I had dysgraphia and all that, and I was told that I would never go past high school. So I said, okay, I'm going to prove you wrong. I'm going to go past whatever you say, you know. I'm just like that. So I figured, well, I went to the school figuring I'm going to learn a lot, and I never thought I would be in this kind of classroom where it's all special needs. It just happened to be that way. Yeah, and I don't think things just happen. Like, you're meant to be like this way. So at times, it's a little challenging, but...
That's good, though. Look at how you took on the challenge of defying somebody else's label that was put on you.
Yes.
This is a marvelous accomplishment. You have no idea how meaningful that is.
It's very
meaningful. So for you... I think, because that's why you decided you wanted to become a special needs teacher, is, and then you go in, you go, wait a minute, I've already gotten to my point, gee whiz, I don't know anything about X, Y, or Z. Well, join the Club of Humanity. Most of humanity doesn't have a clue either. So you're not alone, dear. You need to become aware of organizations that deal with certain types of environments. You need to become aware of physicians and people that have been able to overcome certain things. You have 8 to 10-year-olds that you'll be able to reach through the power of story and music and dance. And if you can incorporate the culture, animals are a wonderful way to reach children. There's just so many things that can be done. And you want them to know that they can be literate. You want them to know the joy of being able to communicate with a computer and to be able to write and to be able to be functional in the world. So you are a demonstration of how this can be accomplished. And you need to recognize that there's a light in every one of those children. And that's what you're trying to keep turned on. Because a lot of people will put on labels on individuals and they'll say, that's it, you're dumped. So I compliment you. I think
you
have not only achieved something for yourself, but that should make you aware of how significant you are and how very much an impact you'll make on the lives of children.
I believe that. And I get a lot of compliments from parents.
So you're really doing a very good job, but don't be afraid. And don't be afraid of the bureaucracy.
I know. I'm very afraid of that. I'm afraid I'm going to be shipped right out.
Well, even if you are, if you're shipped right out, go around and shake their hands and say thank you. And then set up something on your own. You need to become aware of other organizations in your area, though, that you can get to know.
Okay.
And get to know people, because you will always have a place where people will say, please become a part of my team.
That's true.
So don't worry about it. Don't worry about getting shipped out.
Okay.
Have joy for and love for these children, and realize that you are blessing their environment, they're blessing your environment, and if somebody else can't see the benefit, if the parents are happy with you, and you're interacting with the parents, getting them involved, my goodness, you're going above and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
So keep on keeping on, dear. Do not drop the wand at this time.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. How'd you hear about the show?
Well, I heard you on the Chief Radio one night, and I figured, oh, you sounded really good, and you had some great insights, so I figured, oh, I'm going to call you.
Well, I'm so glad. You know, I'm going to be on with Monique Chapman on March the 8th. We're going to be doing a show on Achieve also. So I'll be on with her, I think it's from 6 to 7 on March the 8th.
Okay.
And I want to thank you so much for calling in. I hope you enjoy the show.
I truly do. You gave me a lot to think about.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so glad you called in.
Yes.
Well, you have a wonderful day. And just remember, dear, you're not alone.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
For
those
night.
Of you listening, this is Donna Sebo. Today and today only, we have a different number for you to call in because we're doing some upgrading with technology in the studio. So this is the toll, not the toll-free, but it is the number to call in if you'd like to chat with me, because today's an open mic day. And if you're listening to me and you're saying, Donna, where's Teresa? Well, the days were switched. Yesterday, Teresa Tapp was on with me. We had a fabulous, fabulous hour. And if you'd like to hear it, you can go into the archives on BBS Radio, and you can hear the show from yesterday. But today's an open mic. I got lots of goodies that I wanted to share with you today. I don't do an open mic very often, but it's a fun thing for me to do, to share with you. So if you want to call in and chat with me, 415, today only, this is the number, 415-762-1161. One, and that will be just fine, and I'll be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of insight. Well, I wanted to share a little bit of science with you. I've got some information about cell phones, etc., but science and technology. I had an author call me today and say, what kind of subject matter are you interested in? And I said, I'm interested in just about everything except religion and politics. Now, spirituality is one thing, but I don't want to get off on those other two extremes. So anything and everything else is fair game. And I'm always intrigued with the different aspects of information and knowledge that we have throughout the world. And, you know, today there is so much that has changed. There are species that disappear every year that maybe have been around for a while, maybe they've not been around for a long, long time. Others have been around forever, and if their environments are gone, well, can't survive. Oh, I know we've got another caller. Well, let me just pop this in before I go to our next caller. I've got some information about a butterfly that was brought back from extinction, or possibility of extinction, and it was really fascinating. It had all to do with an ant. What's the connection? Well, after this caller, I'll tell you. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Frank from New York.
Hi, Frank. Where are you in New York?
Oh, Massapequa, New York.
Where's that?
In Long Island.
On Long Island. You know, one day I hope that I'm going to have a chance to go over to Long Island. I've only been able to get into New York City proper. One day that will be a possibility. All right, Frank, let's get down to business with you. Now, you have had some pretty rough moments these past 2 years. You have had some heavy, harsh criticism. You have, what I think, have gone to the so-called bottom of the barrel, wondering if there's even a value of paying attention to certain things in your life that have always been a priority. Now, I have to compliment you. You're a man that has a great deal of inner faith and inner strength, but I am just seeing you sort of dejected at one point, and you're just saying, oh, why battle? It's absolutely ridiculous. You can't beat the system. All of the different types of thoughts that are similar to the words that I've just expressed. But something inside of you, and for some reason it seems like it comes from your grandmother, it's as if you get all of these little nudges to not give up on your dream, to not give up, but you may have to change how you do things. And you've always had to work harder than a lot of people that you've known. And you've said, I just don't get it. Why is it that I have to work 10 times harder than anybody else to get what I want? Well, part of what's going on, Frank, is that your life path is one that's going to entail service to others. That doesn't bother you at all. You're a very generous man. That's not the point that concerns you. You feel like you are constantly overcoming, you're constantly having to jump over hurdles. And you have to overcome obstacles that other people don't seemingly have to overcome. But what you are learning, Frank, and within less than 5 years, you're going to see the value of it even more than you can at this time. You're going to have an understanding as to why you have had to go through such rigorous disciplines. Because without it, you're not going to be able to be committed to a business-oriented environment that is going to give service, will have an involvement with product, but you're going to be riding the waves of up and down as an entrepreneur, and you're going to find that all of your background experience is going to be invaluable to you. It's really will have trained you, put you through the fires, you might say, so that you can really be who you are. Now, one of the things you do need to learn about is how to deal with different cultural environments so that it's comfortable for you when you're ready to go into this entrepreneurial circle of activity. Because you're going to have a multicultural crew that you're going to work with, as well as an environment for business. So this is going to be challenging to you. It's going to be very challenging. This is something, though, that you can do and can do very well. And I'm seeing you having some, like, potluck gatherings. And there's such a joy. Somebody's going to bring you, you know, their guitar, and there's music, and there's singing, and I'm hearing Jewish songs, and I'm hearing Italian songs, and I'm hearing American songs. I'm just hearing this wonderful collage of music. You're going to have some people that have Cuban background. I mean, it's just this wonderful, wonderful... it's like a bouillabaisse that I think is terrific culturally. So you are going to understand and have a sensitivity to these variables, but your communication skills have to be refined. So I would like to see you deliberately put yourself into environments of various ethnic differences, so that you can have an understanding. Also, start reading more. You need to perhaps watch films that are done with different cultural environments. But you really need to get down to what I call the essence of a cultural backbone. And if you do that, then you're going to find that your world is just going to expand and just be beyond your wildest expectations. You have a love of travel. You are a person that has a creative side that you've not dipped into. And that's going to come later. That's something you're going to get into big time. But right now, invest in yourself. Invest in your education. Invest in understanding different cultures. And you are going to be amazed at the blessings it'll bring you. Now, Frank, we have to go to break. Will you stay with me? And when we come back, we'll get your question.
Yes, great.
All right, Frank. We'll be back with you shortly. This is Donna Sebo.
Thank you. This is
an open mic day. I'm delighted to be able to do this with you. And we'll be coming back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sivo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
The Northwest Women's Show, presented by Assurant Health, is a show that's all about you, your body, your spirit, your life. 400 exhibits, free samples, and best of all, shopping with fabulous women's show specials. Meet Amy Roloff from Little People Big World and cosmetic cop Paula Begon. Bring your questions to Hollywood celebrity stylist and creator of Wynn Hair Care Products, Chaz Dean. Make it a point to attend our free seminars and be inspired by topics that can change your life, like channeling your inner strength, weight loss strategies, and women's self-defense. Plus fun and trendy fashion shows from JCPenney. And backed by popular demand, Seattle's hottest firefighters. Favorite authors Ann Rule and J.A. Jantz. The Women's Show, presented by Assurant Health. March 5th through 7th at Quest Field Event Center. Sponsored by Bartell Drugs, American Family Insurance, Puget Sound Energy, Snoqualmie Casino, The Seattle Times, and King 5. For show information, go to nwwomenshow.com. The Northwest Women's Show. It's such a girl thing.
Hi, this is Donna. Before I go to Frank to take his question, I want to give out our phone number here, 415-762-1161. Yes, it's a different number today only because we are upgrading some equipment at the studio, so this is the number we have to use today. So if you want to call me, because this is an open mic day, 415-762-1161. And again, before I go to Frank, I want to mention to those of you listening, if you have had a personal experience, a paranormal experience, I'd love your story. I am in the process of putting together a book, and I am collecting 100 stories, and I have a bunch that have been added to my file. So if you'd like to be considered for being included with your story in my upcoming book, we're giving ourselves a year to acquire the 100 stories, maybe it'll be less, then I want you to know all you have to do is send your story, and you send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna at DelphiInternational.com. That's DelphiInternational.com. Now, if you'd like to send it via snail mail, you can send it to the Donna Sivo Show, and that's P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, and that is 98497. But the reason I want to put this book together, I'll have some of my personal stories in there, but I like hearing from other people because sometimes we go through situations in life and we think that nobody else has had experiences like we've had before. And I don't care if it's near death, if it is dreams that have come true, or, you know, astral projection, whatever it is, the more we can be open and discuss this, the more that we can share stories, the better it is, because it takes the fear out of it. So, if you have a story, get in touch with me. Let's go to Frank, who's been waiting so patiently. He's in Frank, you're going to have to pronounce it. I know it's Long Island. What's the community you're with again?
Massapequa.
Massapequa. Can't read my own writing. Okay, Frank, what was your question for me today?
Okay, well, thank you very much. And I first want to say you're spot on with the past few years have been crazy. And like about a year ago, I basically lost my house, my job, my fiance, and everything was in shambles.
Oh, my goodness.
But the thing is that after that, something weird happened where I saw a video, and the video was how to feel your chi in like 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. I did this thing with my hand, like it said, and I felt that energy. And then I did it to my friend, my brother, and my cousin, and they didn't feel it at all. So at first, I was like, what is this? And so I did it. I thought maybe it was my heat. I did it in front of a fan, an air conditioner. I put a book in between them, and I still felt it. So I took a Qigong class. So basically, my thing is I started feeling this energy in my hand, and I want to know, should I go to, like, develop some sort of healing method, like a Reiki or an IET, or is my path music? But you just said that my path involves a product in 5 years, because my goal is to be of service to others, because after that, seeing that video, I opened up, and now I'm learning about consciousness, and I understand, well, I'm beginning to understand about it, and I see everything differently now, and I just want to learn, and I started going to a metaphysical church, and there was a lot of mediums there, and I would like guidance like that, and I want to raise my vibration. I don't know.
Well, let me just stop you there, Frank, because I know we've got not as much time, but what I will say to you is this. What you have discovered is that you are a facilitator and that you have discovered that you do have a capacity for healing. Now, I would encourage you to take some classes on Reiki. I think being around other people that have this experience of energy in their body is very important. What I want you to understand, though, is you are going to be of service. There's no way that that's not going to happen, because as I mentioned to you earlier, that is who you are. What is occurring now is a grounding. And it's hard when we go through experiences like what you've gone through, when you literally lose everything. However, out of that is coming an understanding of value, and the greatest thing you can do is invest in yourself. So the education is, it's just priceless. So I would say, if you've ever had hobbies, like maybe you liked carpentry or construction work or whatever, if there were things that you were engaged in that it allowed you to make a good income, then I would say, okay, look at that. But look at the fact that you have been given this gift of awareness, that you have this capacity to generate an energy that has to be disciplined, because if it is not disciplined, then you're not going to be able to use it effectively or well. And what occurs when someone has an experience like you are having, your whole nervous system, your whole physiology is affected. And so you don't want to push this. You don't want to shove it. You want to, one, recognize that this body that you're occupying has to be treated with respect. You have to make sure you get your rest. You have to make sure that you eat well and you pay attention to nutrition. And you want to cultivate it. You want to give it what it needs for wellness. I think taking Qigong is a great idea. I am aware of a Master Lu that if you wanted information on him, call my office. I'll give you the contact information because he has wonderful DVDs. This is a very, very fine man. He was a guest on my show, and he is a Qigong master. So I'll be glad to give you that contact information. But there's a lot of good people around. But you are in the process of learning how to discipline your body, your mind, and your habits, so that this chi, which everyone has, it's your life force, so that you're able to direct it with purposeful movement and action so that it benefits you as well as anyone you come in contact with. But right now, you've got to focus on you more than anyone else. Because if you're not careful, you will find that you do not have enough discipline. You will just allow your chi to go here, there, and everywhere and deplete yourself. I've known many, many healers through the years, many people who've done public work that were not aware of how to take care of themselves and consequently had major physical problems that they didn't need to have. So I don't want you to go there. You are fortunate in New York. There are so many wonderful, wonderful organizations that, there's some that aren't, but there are many of them that are, and a lot of very sincere people. So don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to trust your feelings. But also understand you need to be grounded, because it's very easy to detach from everyday responsibilities and say, gee, I don't need all of this stuff. You still have to live in this world as it is. And so you're walking in this line of being in between. But you're going to one day be able to see why you've gone through what you've gone through to emerge where you are right now. Now, when you're developing your healing talents, you'll find that it blends perfectly in with mediumship, all of these things. It'll be right there for you. So invest in yourself, Frank. Does that help you at all?
Oh, immensely. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. How'd you learn about the show?
Well, I've been listening to a few internet radio shows, so I started exploring different stations. And so then I came across BBS, and I started looking at all the guests, and so I've basically been listening to every show for the last 3 or 4 days.
Wonderful.
And so then I saw your show, and I liked what I heard, and so I decided to call.
Well, I'm so delighted that you did, Frank, and this is an open mic day, so that's terrific. Well, I'm so grateful for you calling in, and, you know, just have the faith. There is a reason why this gift has been given to you, but it's going to take discipline to cultivate it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You have a fabulous evening in New York, Frank. This is Donna Sebo. Now, for today only, if you'd like to call in and chat with me, 415-762-1161. Now, quickly, before we go to break, remember, before I took Frank's call, I was talking about a butterfly. Now, this is a large blue butterfly, and I've got this photograph in front of me. It is incredibly gorgeous. All shades of blue with a little bit of touch of gray edging about it, and little dots on it. Now, in the United Kingdom, in 1979, this large blue butterfly was declared extinct. Guess what? It's come back. They found out why it was becoming extinct. They have been, for 30 years, working on changing an environment so that it could be beneficial to this particular butterfly. Now, the butterfly's population had declined even after conservationists had protected the grassland where it lives naturally. What they realized is that certain changes in vegetation had reduced the habitat for a particular red ant. Now, that large blue butterfly spends part of its life cycle in ants' nests, in just that particular red ant's nest. So what they discovered is that they had to develop a program to improve conditions so that these red ants would have what they needed for their food supply, and these beautiful, these magnificent blue butterflies have come back. It is just a joy. You see, there's so many subtleties that we have to be aware of. That's where pesticides have had their effect and other things. But sometimes we have to have pesticides because we have food crops that will disappear. We've got a lot of things. It's a constant balance. It's a constant balance. And that's where we have to learn. So that's the story of a butterfly. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break for just a moment, and we'll be coming right back. Give me a call if you'd like to chat, 415-762-1161.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today, 800-872-8852.
Okay, if you got that pad of paper and pen handy, remember I said I had a wonderful recipe for shrimp. Okay, so before I go to the recipe, I want to remind those of you who are living in the Pacific Northwest about the Northwest Women's Show. You're hearing the ads on the program. The countdown is 1 week from today, March 5th, 6th, and 7th. And, you know, I'm so pleased that I was invited. I have a booth there, which is 407, so if you're going to come out to the show, come on by and say hello. But on Friday, I have six powerful women who are going to be with me. We're going to present a forum, a three-hour forum, and it'll be from 1 o'clock until 4 o'clock on Friday the 5th. The first hour, we're going to be talking money. The second hour, we're going to be talking about energy healing. The third hour, we're going to be talking about animals and their care and their well-being, etc. We've got six dynamic women. Now, you can go to the NorthwestWomensShow.com, NorthwestWomensShow.com. You can find out more about these fabulous ladies. And then I also have been invited to speak on Saturday and Sunday at 11:30 in the morning, and I'll be talking about your inner psychic mirror. So in between and before and after my speaking, I will also be in booth 407, as I've mentioned. I will be doing readings for people, and I am going to have a slew of books there. So come on by. We've got a fabulous drawing. I won't tell you what it is for, though. You'll have to see it at the show. Donna Sebo, so if you want more information, go and check out the Northwest Women's Show. 1 week away, the countdown begins. So I look forward to seeing you there if you're in the Pacific Northwest. Okay, bacon-wrapped shrimp with Creole mustard. Are you salivating? Well, let me tell you, this is light, it is perfect, and it's got flavor. This is something low in calories. You're not going to have to worry about it. You might want to serve it as an hors d'oeuvre, but it even is a wonderful meal. And it's supposed to be serving for 8 people, but I'll tell you what, I'd make it for 4. I mean, this is really good. Now, this is what you're going to need. A half a cup of whole grain Dijon mustard. A half a cup of whole grain Dijon mustard. 1/4 cup of sour cream. And if you want to cheat on this and use fat-free sour cream, you can do it. It's okay. 1/4 cup of sour cream. 1 tablespoon of minced red onion. And if you don't have the red, use the white. Whatever. Or you might even want to, you know, use another onion, like a little bit of scallion. Use your imagination. It doesn't hurt to try different things. 1 tablespoon of minced red onion, 1 tablespoon of packed light brown sugar. Tablespoon of that. 1/2 teaspoon of Worcestershire sauce. 1/2 teaspoon of Worcestershire sauce. 1/4 teaspoon of hot pepper sauce. If you like a little spicier, you can add more. But do it this way first to make sure that it's going to suit your taste buds. Then you're going to need 24 large shrimp, peeled and deveined. You can get that at your local butcher shop. You need about 1 pound. So that's why I said for 4, it'd be 1/4 pound for each person. You can make it for 8, but believe me, I'd go for 4. 1/2 teaspoon of dried thyme, 1/2 teaspoon of dried thyme, 12 slices of bacon, and you want to halve them. You want to halve the pieces of bacon crosswise. And then you're going to need some toothpicks. Now, this is how simple it is. It's so good. In a small bowl, you're going to put your mustard, your sour cream, your onion, your sugar, Worcestershire sauce, and pepper sauce. Just whisk that all together, 30 seconds, cover that bowl, put it in the refrigerator. Then you want to take your shrimp, and you want to sprinkle it with your thyme, and you want to wrap 1/2 slice of bacon around each shrimp, and you want to secure it with a toothpick. And then all you need to do is heat a large nonstick skillet over medium heat. And if you don't have a nonstick, you're using steel, just use a little bit of olive oil. Add your shrimp and cook, turning it once until the shrimp are cooked through and the bacon is crisp. It's going to take about 5 to 6 minutes per side. You remove your toothpicks, arrange them on the platter, and, of course, you serve it warm with your sauce. Now, let me give you a tip about bacon. Bacon is something, when I've tried it with different recipes, we have some favorites in the SIBO household. But I would say, if you want to render fat out of your bacon, then fry it in advance. Don't do it on a real high heat. Do it on a medium-low heat, and render fat out of it. It won't take long. Just take a couple of minutes, and you'll find you'll get so much fat out of that bacon, yet that bacon will still be pliable enough so you can wrap it around your shrimp. So when you're frying your shrimp, then you're going to still have enough fat in the bacon, but you'll be minus extra, you might say. So try it the way the recipe calls for it first. And then if you want it to have less fat in the bacon, just render some of the bacon fat out. You can even do it under a broiler. Just remember, you don't cook the bacon until it's totally crisp. It still has to have enough fat in it where you can roll the shrimp in it, because shrimp doesn't take any time at all. I mean, you'd have it then cooked maybe in 2 minutes instead of taking 5 or 6. But remember, that bacon, just something I have found that it renders out some of the extra fat, if that's something that you're concerned with. The flavor of bacon, though, cannot be beat. If you've got good bacon, that smoky flavor with the shrimp is absolutely awesome. So anyway, I wanted to share that with you. Now, I wanted to let you know, tomorrow we have a wonderful guest. I was on the phone with him before the show today, Robert Piccioni, good paisano. Well, he's going to be on the air with me. This is a scientist that has a wonderful sense of humor. His book is Adams, Einstein, and the Universe, Real Science for Real People. So we're going to be talking about subjects that usually you don't hear about unless you're in school. Well, in today's world, quantum physics, atoms, this is being discussed more and more. Well, this book is wonderful, and I know you will enjoy Robert. He's just a delight. Now, let me tell you about the guests that are coming up next week. We're going to be talking about Helen Kogan, The Science of Acting. This is awesome. The Gentle Way 2, Tom Moore, he's been my guest before. This is his second book out about how to make life more pleasant. We're going to be talking about the Everest Principle, Dr. Stephen Brewer is going to be my guest, Where the Heart Was with Glenn Boyer. And then, of course, we're going to be doing the Best of Donna on a week from today on Friday, because I will be at the women's show. But we'll be sure to have a real good show for you, even though I won't be able to be on air with you live. My goodness, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with me today. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. It is so important to empower yourself. It is so important to be willing to invest in you as an individual, because you know what's going to happen? You're going to be able to help other people when you do that. If you don't invest in yourself, if you don't educate yourself, then you're not going to have all that much that you're going to be able to expand and to give. And believe me, that is so important, because there are so many people that would just love to get to know you and have you teach them the best of what you've learned. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking the time to chat again tomorrow. We'll be right here on bbsradio.com, same time, same place. This is Donna. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.